Like so many of the Kinos, Kinalama Dalit is almost unfathomable, impossible to believe, the story that takes place. But it's the story of Zechariah ben Yoyada, who was the Kohen, the Navi, and the Shofet, the king, the Kohen, the prophet, and the judge of the time, in the times of the Melech Yoash. And he was protesting the bringing in of Avodah Zarah into the Beis HaMikdash. And for that protest alone, that we are taught in the Psukim that he was killed in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur, which is also Shabbos. So you can imagine that for a Jewish leader to protest the bringing in of Avodah Zarah, one of the worst sins, into the Beis HaMikdash, he was punished with being killed again in the Beis HaMikdash on Yom Kippur on Shabbos. It's just almost impossible to believe such a story about Zechariah. But the story continues even more unbelievable in that not only was he killed, but his blood lay there for 150 years boiling. The blood never settled because Hashem was sending a message that he was very upset at this terrible thing that occurred. And the general of the Babylonian army, Nebuzaradan, came along, and he saw this blood boiling, and he found out the truth. And he said, in order to appeal to Hashem to make this stop, he was going to kill Jews in order to make this stop. And the way the Gemara says, and the way the story goes, again, is that he killed many, many people. He killed Kohanim. He killed different sects, different people, hundreds, thousands of people. He killed them all, and the blood didn't stop boiling. And finally, he exclaimed, he said, "Zechariah, Zechariah, I've killed all these people. Do you want me to keep killing all the Jews? Do you want me to kill the rest of the Jews? I'll do that if that's what's going to take to calm your blood down." And all of a sudden, the blood stopped boiling. And the message to Nebuzaradan was clear that it was not his killing that was desired. Hashem did not want Nebuzaradan to be killing all these people. And Zechariah, in his whatever way that his blood was representing it, it was not to kill more people, to repent for the killing of Zechariah. And based on that, the Gemara says that Nebuzaradan immediately saw this, and he couldn't believe at the terrible sin that he did, and he did tshuva, and he repented to Hashem, and he ultimately converted to Judaism. And the story is just so hard to believe. Again, on so many levels, the story itself is hard to believe. The killing of Zechariah in the first place, and the Nebuzaradan and killing all those Jews, and then ultimately repenting, and the blood boiling for 150 years, all of it is just very difficult to understand. But our Rav Soloveitchik says that there's a message to be learned from this kina, and the message is one that is relevant to all of us, and certainly one that is extremely powerful. And says Rav Soloveitchik that you see from this story that if Nebuzaradan, the wicked, general of the Babylonian army, was able to kill hundreds and thousands of Jews, and at the at any point do tshuva and repent for that and get forgiveness and be able to convert. So our Soloveitchik says we learn from this the power of tshuva, that no matter what we've done wrong, no matter the things that we've done to make mistakes, we can always do tshuva, we could always repent, we could always fix those things. And explains, our Soloveitchik, that's the message of this kina lamed daled, is this idea that no matter what happens, no matter what we've done, I imagine the people listening to this are not people who have ever murdered one person, certainly not 100 people, certainly not 1,000 people. And if someone like that, like Nebuzaradan, could get tshuva, so anyone could get tshuva, and then we should all feel, yes, sad, and yes, we should yearn for the building of the Beis HaMikdash, and we should do tshuva, and we should see the power of our tshuva in order to bring us back to Yerushalayim, bring us back to rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash soon.